there. So grab a seat, grab a drink, make yourself comfortable, and welcome to the 13th annual Christmas Eve. And thanks to all of you for braving the elements to come here today. We have someone who came, a number of people who came all down the Boulder Canyon from as far away as Ned. And how long did that take? About
an hour.
Even just coming from Sugarloaf or Batasso was, I think, an hour. And then we got people who have come from all the way from South Denver.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're sitting in the front row. They were very funny for it.
We got
hot. Oh, right. Yeah, so this is the first annual pajama party. So you're welcome to stay if you can't find your car. Your car's the one with the snow on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're looking for it later. Exactly, yeah, trade up. Have fun. Let's see. So I'm going to take this jacket off because it's getting nice and toasty. Let's see. The protocol is, so we ask you to, as soon as the official photographer is done taking his photos, we ask people to shut off their cell phones, make sure they don't, check out Facebook while we're doing this, all the usual silly concert stuff. Let's see, so I think we're ready to go.
That's a sign that we're just getting started.
We're just getting started. Yeah. Let's see. Right. So I think most of you have been here before. Who among you is this their first one of these things? Wow. We have a number of people. Okay. Good. Yeah. Christmas Eve virgins. So thank you very much. The piano recital won't last more than an hour. Most of it will just be me talking. Like this. Ann is laughing. We both share a radio show. It's fun. It's like, yeah, he loves to talk. I try not to make it too far out there, so nothing really crazy. A lot of people really aren't into classical music at all, so I hope that you enjoy these selections. They're all classical. Well, it's Claude Debussy, Johann Sebastian Bach, and Frederick Chopin. So I've got the 20th, 19th, and 18th centuries covered. The first piece tonight is by Claude Debussy. It was written in 1905. It's called Sweet Bergamasque. And bergamasque is a really unusual word. It's evocative of medieval times. So there was a big movement around the turn of that century. Help me out, any art historians who happen to be here. They're the Pre-Raphaelites, and people who were really interested in neoclassicism and bringing old forms of art and transforming them into the present day. So the Sweet Bergamasque is in four movements, and Debussy imagined it to be evocative of a medieval, gathering, party. And that's what bergamasque is. It's a dance from Brittany, from where Bertrand is from.
No, I'm not.
Normandy. Okay. That's close. It's next door to where he's from.
Next door.
Okay.
But we stole the Mont Saint Michel from each other.
Yeah. Ah, well, there we go.
So we don't have good blood.
Is there such a thing as a Norman bergamasque? Is that a thing?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But anyway, it's evocative of an old form, the four movements are something like a dance suite of that time. So the first movement is a prelude, and as you listen to the first movement, again, Debussy is really trying to evoke an ancient time, even though he's using very much an impressionistic style to his music. The second movement is a minuet, so it's a dance in three, but it's a jokey kind of minuet. It's kind of a buffoonish dance, so there's humor to it. The third movement is the most famous of all. You've all heard of it, and if you've ever studied piano, you've probably played it. It's called Clair de Lune, or Moonlight, and it's not a dance piece at all. I don't know why it's in there. And the last movement is Passepied. It's, I think, a stepping dance. And again, very much in the medieval style. So I hope you enjoy this Sweet Bergamasque by Claude Debussy.